Ron. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you on global radio. Isn't that the fun thing? We're talking on BBS Radio tonight. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and we're emerging as a human species. We're emerging the possibilities of us becoming much more conscious about our evolution, our unfoldment, and all of that is so much higher right now. Watching the election, I'm going, yeah, really. It's like being, I want to say something really gross, like squeezing a pimple. It's like pushing us inside to discover that we have the ability to love. I was talking to Seth just before this started, wonderful Seth, about, what did he call it, something immersion, commersion? It's the art of learning to be very happy for other people's happiness and success. And it's really, really interesting because if you look at, for example, the election, then you look at the conventions, everything is about what I have but not you, or what you have but not me. It's all competition and spin, and there's some lies. There's some really good hearts in there as well, I know that. But what we're hearing is more the substructure kind of boiling up and pushing against various sides, seeing who can be cultivated into which group. I think it's very interesting. So to be happy for one another, to be happy for one another's happiness kind of implies an attitude deep down in your heart and soul that's a win-win attitude. And, you know, it's interesting because where do our attitudes come from? They actually come from our lineage, from our soul's journey. They come from, you know, how you were raised as a kid, how your fears were erupting in the face of certain experiences. It's really interesting, isn't it? So we look, as I talk about it with you, I feel how interestingly congested it is to be a person and to find a way to express a win-win in the world, to find the way for you to express your emerging self, not your rehearsed self or your defended self or any of those things, but what's in your soul's journey? What kind of gift do you want to emerge out into the collective? And just imagine if we found those gifts and we emerged into the collective with a lot of our potentials and a lot of these gifts all being shown and practiced out there, and that was our, instead of, I want to do it like you and you want to do it like me, or I want to do it better than you and you want to do it better than me, it was like, what gifts are you bringing forward in this life and how can we put that to work in the collective? Wouldn't that be a whole different thing? Oh my gosh. Now, as I said before, I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I have a wonderful, wonderful coalescence of guides and angels. And we want you to call in after we've done our meditation. A lot of this show, and I've been doing a lot of other spiritual exploration. Well, duh, I'm always doing that, but I'm kind of up in the ante right now. And one of the things I'm fascinated about in Radiance by Design is that I want to, and also with Paradigm Shifters, my show on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, but the one thing I've really wanted to do was send waves out into the collective to help enhance the evolution that's going on, the potential evolution of our species. And when you send energy waves out there, waves of love, of possibility, of transformation, of joy and happiness for one another, it really does make a difference. It doesn't seem to right off the bat, but it makes a huge difference in the long haul. And one of the things I love to do in Radiance by Design is start off with a little chat, which we're doing right now, and then a meditation where when you and I do this meditation together, and it's all over the world, right? As we do this meditation, we build the fields and we build the frequencies. And we create a frequency community or a community of compatible vibrational emanations, if you will, of radiances. We're going to be compatible in terms of being a kind of collective consciousness that really wants to make a difference on the planet. And why it's really, really going to make a big difference is because as we do the work and as we answer your questions and you shift things and as we do our meditation together with a very strong focus and an intention to create and design something that makes a difference, as we do all that, guess what? We have an intentional community, and it's based on the truth of self and the rising evolutionary truth of self and our potential. Wow, isn't that wonderful? Now, this isn't the only radio show that does that. You know, many, many radio shows do, but I wanted to reaffirm that that's what our goal is, to become vibrational community together. Paradigm Shifters is really a wonderful show where I bring in and talk to, I'm privileged to be able to like get hold of the books or the CDs or whatever and talk to people who are purveyors of that kind of consciousness as well, so that every paradigm shifting interview that I'm privileged to be able to do also sends waves out into the collective. So you and I are involved in a kind of, I want to say experiment, but it really isn't, is it? It's an exploration on how we can make a difference on the planet, not just one, well, essentially one at a time, but all together. So if we're all focusing on making a difference on the planet, and we're all doing the work to shift and raise our fields and frequency, holy mackerel, I call it my politics. What do you call it? So let's do our sacred geometric meditation, and then I want you to call in after that and let me know what's going on in your world. What are you working on? We've had some great calls over the last few weeks of a lot of you just working through some tremendous changes, and I love to hear from you. And I found out also that a number of people who listen to this show like to hear from you as well. So those of you who have called in more than once or twice or three times or something, and even those who are not known, but the subject is in common with other people, it really touches other people. So you might call in about a love affair because you're restricted in your ability to have a win-win consciousness, or you've had abuse, or you've been divorced badly and you're really afraid and so on. But as we do the energy on that kind of thing, anybody who's been through anything like that, anybody who's really held back and is afraid to really love, gets touched and gets even a tiny bit of freedom where they might have been locked in before. And then you and that person and other people listening are all part of an emerging community of becoming human beings. Not, you won't just become a human being of a more conscious level. You'll be a human being in a state of becoming or in a state of emerging. And hopefully we'll be getting a big kick out of ourselves and one another as we do that. So let's all do our meditation together, and I'm asking you to close your eyes. Remember, unless you're riding your unicycle on the edge of a cliff. A few deep breaths. And I really want to start our meditation a little differently. I want to call in the presence. Call in the infinite presence, consciousness, and love, source. Good. Now, above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. Shine it up. Make it beautiful. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And let's drop a filament, a golden filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine, all the way through your spine into the lower golden ball. And let's drop our four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. Maybe push it out about 40 or 60 feet. Your imagination works here. And then upside down with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. The two pyramids hitch together at their bases, and that creates an eight-sided figure, pyramid pointing up, pyramid pointing down, and together they create an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. Now remember, you're inside of it, but around you, out there a little ways, we create a crystal ball, and the colors on this ball are kind of shimmering, opaque, full-frequency, spectral hues. Yeah, it's beautiful. create the crystal ball, have the outside edge of it touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And now inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And whilst you're in that, I want you to spin and 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 spin. And whilst you do it, look in front of you. There's a magical screen. And on that screen, without even any equipment, just your mind, your focus, your intention, your love, I want you to create a little movie of what it is you want to become in your life. I always say I want to be consciously multidimensional and coming from the heart. What is it you want? And then see that movie running, and you become more and more and more, whatever your goal is. And I've told you what mine is, so I'm going to keep on top of mine. And as I see it beginning to happen, as my film rolls, my script plays out, and I see myself becoming what it is I desire, I go, woohoo, look at me. And then I see it sustaining itself, keeping itself going. And now let's wrap that in light, whatever your picture was, wrap it in light and move it over to the right or the left. It doesn't matter, really. Be consistent. Then there's a second movie that you're going to create, and it's of a project that you want to do. Now let's see all the resources, all the pieces coming together to create this project. Good. And now the project can be anything from like a home and family, a relationship, partnership, a healing. Maybe you've been very, very ill and you've got needs there. It doesn't matter. You want to create a book or a movie or a trip around the world. See all the resources coming, the time, the focus, the help, all the resources coming to create your project. And now, good. And as the project comes to a fruition, good. See all the resources coming to sustain it, to keep it going. Or maybe to enrich it, make it even better, continually better incrementally, who knows. It's your vision. Wrap it in light, move it to the right. And now let's bring in the Galactic Healing Center. I call it galactic because reading Adrian DeVere's book because of Jackie Salvitti's influence, and he has a system sort of like this, not exactly like it. And I decided to add to a vision that I already had. So that's what we're doing. We're copying, but we're not really. Doesn't matter if it works. Copy it. Good grief. So you've got a whole bunch of beings, realms of consciousness around you, so do I. And you call them in and you presence them and ask the healing ones to move into your healing team, the ones who want to, with realms of consciousness behind them. And have them ring a table, a beautiful healing table. And when you feel really that they're all there, you go ahead and jump on the table. Good. And you might have an idea about what you want them to do, but we're saying lie down on the table and ask them. Maybe they've got an idea about what might help you even more. So you lie on the table and ask them for help and guidance. Oh, they're working on something physical with me. What are they doing with you? Now, what they're showing me, of course, is that in the brain, which is like a computer, they're showing me where this physical comes from. That's it. And so they're pulling things out of my brain. I think more or less the frontal lobe and the right temporal lobe and something at the base of the skull. And they're working through the body. What's happening in yours? And do you feel kind of a lighter energy, a field and frequency moving through your body? When you really get it going, then we're going to wrap it in light and move it to the right again. Now let's bring in a healing table. Excuse me. A fresh healing table, and our team is very magical, so they can replicate themselves, have them stand around your healing table. Okay, now who's going to come in? I'm seeing this woman who's, she's a very wonderful woman, very, very intuitive. She's extremely overweight, and she's having terrible vertebrae problems. And we're having She also had a physical injury. One moment. And a lot of... they're showing me something. Okay. A lot of abuse damage. So she's got a combination of things. She's in her late 40s. I'd say almost 50. Oh, she's over 50. Sorry. And she lies on the table and needs help. That's it. And they're working with her. I guess they're working with her mind and her heart. Because what she did was she learned how to live a life with no real boundaries. It's very interesting. She's very kind of leader and dominant, but she has no real boundaries for herself. She kind of plays dead or plays listless when it comes to her own needs. There it is. So what they're doing is they're pulling out. It's funny, they're pulling out strings. It's like, you know, how vibrations are. You know, energy lines or vibrations are filled with light and information, right? So they're pulling out huge strings in this woman's convoluted inner energy body. Yeah, and they're pulling those out. And they're also pulling the, there are certain kind of vibrational threads that seem to be pulling out of her vertebrae. Mm-hmm. That one hurts. Yeah. Pulling that out. Now, this woman tends to get, and this is true for a lot of people who have physical pain, she tends to get kind of dour, is the word, kind of listless, and then uses her pain for her identity. So I want you to imagine when you use your own pain for your identity, meaning, I'm the one that's always hurting. I'm the one that's, you know, emotionally bereft. I'm the one that's blah, blah. You know, it's kind of how we get loved as well. I'm not saying only that. I'm saying it's an aspect of it, okay? Because this woman is a little bit trapped in a cycle. Are you? I think we all are, aren't we? So let's get into how what it is for her to be trapped in this cycle and help her extricate herself from it. So we bring forward this thing that she's recognized partly through her ailment. That's it. And then they're pulling out, again, as I said, these strings of energy. Wow. Looks like something snapped inside of her. What's going on in your world, and who's on your table? So what we're going to do is wrap her in light and send it over to the right, because the team, her team, will continue to work on her. We've just got the process going, and it really helps us to see it and bless it and really augment the amount of support that's there for her. Now let's bring in another person. Let's see. We want this person who has... this person has had an amputation. Let's have a fresh healing table, and we're going to have the healing team. And this person is a war vet, probably Iraq or Afghanistan, youngish person, early 30s anyway, and has had a pretty serious amputation. And in the amputation, which has gone right up into the, past the groin and into the hip sort of thing. And so we're going to see if we can, there we are. And then the team, the healing team, wants to work. We're asking for realms and realm support and consciousness. This is a being who, in essence, has a very amazing intuitive and vibrational self. There you go. And he's got a long history as being a soldier that's been wounded. It's interesting. They're showing his lifetimes. He was in the Civil War. He's been in a number of wars in which he's been severely wounded and lived short lives. Yeah. So what they're doing is pulling out a number of the, you know, we talked about energy being light and information. They're pulling out of his belly area and also in his bones a certain kind of light streams that are filled with information. Pull them out. Pull, like a taffy pull, for those of you who are old enough to remember taffy pull. Pull. And this guy is a really, he's quite a positive guy, almost like, this is probably from other lives, where he sort of accepts that that's the way war is, and he kind of knew it all along. So at some level, he's a little bit positive and a little bit optimistic. But he's very filled with light and has tremendous pain in his amputation area. That's his heart. So they're just doing a lot of energy work with him and on his head and his brain. Remember that the lobes of the brain have a lot to do with how we hold a painful reaction. I don't think this guy's depressed, but he has a lot of phantom pain. That's it. So who are you working with now that his energy is moving very well? We're going to push him over to the side and ask them to continue with this process. And now we have another young woman. This is a young woman. She's probably 29 or 30. She's had a lot of loss in her life and has been sick since she was 15. So we're going to have her lie on the table. And she's having tremendous anxiety attacks. She's been sick. Nobody really knows why. She had some kind of viral thing and has had some pretty intense shocks to her emotional body as well. Loss of a father, loss of a brother, loss of her well-being, struggle with the mother, loss of a boyfriend. Let's see. So as I say all these things about losses, I notice that she cages her heart chakra, you know, cages that keeps it like really trapped and holding against possibility of pain. And what the guides are doing right away, or the team, is they're pulling out great aspects of pain congestion. There we are. Not only there, but also in the belly area. And the central flow of her spine. Mm-hmm. Now, she's a very gifted soul and is going to become quite an intuitive in a while. She probably doesn't know that. And I don't think she's listening tonight, so never mind. Maybe she'll feel this. Yeah. And they're showing that she has a very strong intuitive nature. Also has the capacity to play and sing and be artistic and write. She has a desire to study complex science things, and we're saying this may not be in the best rapport with her soul's journey, but that'll be up to her. Okay, so now they're pulling and pulling and pulling energy from her chest and her stomach, her belly. Starting to pick up speed. So wrap that in light, move it over to the right, and tell me who you've been working on. So now we're going to bring in our political one. Oh, my goodness, I'm just so, like, horrified at what's going on politically. I don't know where you are with it all. So let's bring in both sides, the Republican, the main contenders. We know who they are in the Republican, and the main contenders in the Democrat forums, and let's see them be infused with light, the kind of light that awakens the sleeping consciousness of win-win for all of us, the kind of light that comes up and has develops or increases the compassion, the innate compassion that they have for Mother Earth, for plants, for purifying an organic a reality there. So what we're going to do is call in the higher frequency energies and move them up through the perineums of the people that you can think of. It doesn't have to be everybody, but through some of the key major players in this run for political office. And you know, from everything I've heard, I'd also want to run healing energy through all those big people who are having to do with oil. Yeah, creating more oil wells or mining for oil or whatever it is they do. Yeah. But remember this, it's really important to remember this, that if we can infuse or we can direct high-frequency energies well enough, then we can impact all kinds of people. And when any of us is infused or imbued with high-frequency energies, we make very different decisions, change the energy, change the reality. So let's just infuse, imbue. As many of these beings are in situations of extreme power. We're going to imbue them with consciousness, expansion, good work. Yeah. Now you might have to do it more than once, right? And now we're going to wrap that in light and move it to the right. And now I'd like you to call in from the great central sun a very beautiful high-frequency energy that's kind of a salmon-y color, radiant salmon. Bring it into the top of the head. Have it move down, fill your heart, move out through your arms and your hands. And now pat various places and people around the globe that are hurting, that are sick, that have been dissuaded from their miraculous being. And I want you to keep patting these bright colors around and around and around the world. Round and round and round the world, where people are starving, where people are sick, where the animals are dying, where the ice is melting, where the droughts are, where there's incredible fires, which I think are slowing down right now, or have slowed down. And justice for all. I mean, that's something we need to be very conscious of, the fact that when we take, boy, there's an imbalance, isn't there? And it costs us in the long run. All right, now just wrap that whole beautiful, beautiful light round and round and round our globe, round and round our globe. So any of the ETs that are sitting there just slightly out of our vibrational reality can experience this warm, harmonious glow, and they too catch it. We want to bring heaven to earth. Hurry up, heaven, you need it soon. Wrap it in light, wrap it in light, wrap it in light, and then have that light come back up through your hands, through the palms of your hands, your arms, into your heart, whirl around and round, go up your neck, and shoot out through your head into the great central sun. And then we turn around and we zip up or close off the galactic healing center. And I want you to jump into your star tetrahedron, your Merkaba for change and transformation, spin and spin and spin. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And now call me. Jump into this room with me. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm really wanting to talk to you tonight. I want you to call in and let me know what's going on. Are you being involved in politics? How do you feel about it? Do you think we're going to be able to change the world? We don't need to do physical predictions, but how are you handling the controversy? How are you handling the challenges in your own life? Let's know and let's find out how to keep ourselves strongly centered so what we radiate is a higher consciousness for ourselves and everyone else. 530-327-7602, 530-327-7602 with your questions for me and for my guides and angels. So let's see, what have I been doing? I did some... Oh, there's another number here, which is 888. Oh, yeah, I see. I'll give you the number where you'd have to pay to call. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And because they're so whippity-snippity here at BBS Radio, more than one of you can call in and be on hold at the same time. So I certainly hope you're going to call in. Now, you know, it was really interesting because I was talking to, I was reading a lot of Stuart Wilde's stuff because we're supposed to be doing an interview with him, and it got canceled and shifted around because he's on the road. Gosh knows what all is going on. But I'm a long-term metaphysician, but I haven't been reading his stuff through the years. How many of you have? He's really out there. He's into the conspiracy stuff and so on. But like David Icke, he also is. The biggest conclusion he's come to for the last number of years is that we all have to experience love. And what stops us from experiencing love is the thing, there's so many programs which close us down as Barbara Han Klaus said, she's the one who does a lot of the Mayan code, that sort of thing. As she says, and I think Frizzell says this, there's a whole bunch of people we've talked to that talk about how in the history of humanity, and Barbara Han Klaus says 11,000 years ago or something like that, we had such a huge trauma on this planet, and that we all have trauma recorded. And that, you know, having that recorded within us, if you have a lot of trauma from when you're a kid or, you know, whenever, it really does block that really trusting, the allowance of letting that love just absolutely flow. Have you noticed that? Now, where was I going with all this? Oh, yeah, when I was talking or I was listening to YouTube and reading about Stuart Wilde in preparation for the interview that didn't yet happen, but goodness, I think it will, I was sort of struck with the reminder that a lot of his work, and I felt it when I was listening to his stuff, a lot of his work, you feel the emerging love, the uncontained spirit of love, which we all have. It's just really hard for it to get out because of the number of traumas that we've experienced. And I remember David Icke, we went to see him, and I felt like I should because it was an experience that I needed, but I wasn't sure what I thought of him. And I said to my partner, well, we're going to go. It's an eight-hour program, and we'll just pop in and out and catch it when we can. We were mesmerized for the whole 8 hours. But what he took us through was a lot of the conspiracy stuff, which can be horrifying in a way. But it started to make sense, but the flow that was running through the heart of it was literally the heart. It was love. It was amazing. He said, basically, that's really all there is. So we're seeing all this election stuff, and I'm going, yeah, that's the thing. We're busy with our heads down trying to grab what? All the resources on the planet, or all the money, or do the GMOs so that we can create a huge money base and not worry about the fact that a lot of the, this is not necessarily about GMOs, but anyway, a lot of the foods that we give our kids are making them sick and addicted to it. I mean, we're doing it for money. We're not doing it for love. It's really interesting. I'm going, this whole thing is kind of coming into one crux. Then there's a fellow named Elias. Some of you heard the interviews I've done, too, with Elias Lonsdale, and I started to take his online classes on Wednesday night. And his whole thing, let me see who else is. Oh, I've also been involved in the Oneness Blessings and learning to, well, I do the Oneness Blessing initiation thing where I hand over Dikshas as well. I'm sure a lot of you out there have had that experience. And the point of that and the point of, oh, goody, you're on the air. I'm just going to make one little comment here and then you're on and I'm glad. All of them are talking about there's all these devastating things on the planet, but when Elias is talking about streams of wisdom on the other side, or he's talking about astrological configurations these days like the Pluto and Uranus square. I think we just had the second one out of seven, and that how Pluto pulls us down to ground level, and then the Uranus gives us the opening for ultimate possibility of amazing transformation. And in Elias's book, Theana, it's a book about he channeled from his wife who died, and she's talking, when she's talking to him about being on the other side, she talks about how these are amazing streams of wisdom over there, that there's a lot of like dead spirit energy over there as well, because we know that not everybody is like super loving when they leave this plane. But she said that these amazing streams of wisdom want to work with, and these are made of souls who are choosing, like you and I are right now, to become wiser and freer and more able to tap or get into the love. These are things that we can reach for. And then in the Oneness Blessing, they're talking about how we're passing on these amazing streams of awakening and love. And Stuart Wilde's got a book called The Force. Now, remember, I'm just doing thumbnails here because I'm just preparing for an interview and haven't actually read the book. But what I gather is he's talking about the force as being an energy that is gathering speed at this time. So you see what I'm trying to say is that there are all these huge multidimensional supports for us if we can stretch with our minds, our focus, and our intention, and our hearts, and our love to move us out of the dog-eat-dog scrappling media-driven hoo-ha. Anyway, you called, and you're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
It's Joy.
Hi, Joy. How you doing?
I'm pretty good going through some changes here,
it's Canadian
pretty
Joy,
much
right?
In alignment with what I've been hearing astrologically.
Okay.
Getting ready to make a big change, big move to the East Coast.
Oh, wow. Where are you now?
Ontario.
Right.
And moving to the East Coast of Canada.
Uh-huh. Newfoundland?
New Brunswick.
Yay! Why are you choosing that, Joy? Is it your husband's job?
No, it's where most of the family are and where they're at. Where we're at right now, there's not much going on. It's a very small place. And I was guided to move at this time. I was told, I had felt that things, whatever I came here to do, was done. Mm-hmm. And I had that confirmed.
Oh, good.
And so now's the time to move. Everything just came together, and it's moving now. And so I have no idea whether there's going to be work there or not. I keep feeling that I'm going to find something. I certainly hope so. And then in December, I'm headed to Peru.
Woohoo! Machu Picchu, that whole thing?
Yes, and I think that I went through some things and was told that there was a Peruvian master, so I have to kind of calm my energy enough to get in touch. I just have the expectation that something big is going to happen there, that I was specifically meant to go at this time. It doesn't make any sense at all, neither of these things. Feeling there's something going to be something where I'm moving to, and something major league's going to happen in Peru, but that's what I'm getting.
Well, and Joy, tell me this. Like, are you channeling still?
Yeah.
I think that's your job, honey, and I think that the Peru thing is going to really whack. You know, I was talking about how love gets blocked by trauma and so on. Well, your ability to channel is going to get whacked open, not by trauma, but by the reverse, by a shift in fields and frequency, and you're going to really
I'm laughing
up.
Because I've been bugging them for ages, and finally, but I was narrowing it, and finally the other night I said, you know what, I don't care anymore. I don't care what anybody thinks. Just, like, do it. Like, give me a job.
Life is short.
You know, I release everything I think, how it's going to look, when it's going to come. Just give me a job and give me, because I know there can be, like, almost instantaneous spiritual experience. I really believe that can happen. And so I just said, you know what? I'm done with all this. I'm tired. Just give me the job and I'll do it.
Well, where do your folks live? Here's what I'm seeing in New Brunswick, for example. I'm seeing where you're going to be, which is near your family, right? And there's a place slightly, it's a tiny bit of a distance. And there's a funny little, I guess it's a clinic or center or something that you're going to either set up or get involved with, or you're going to be cooperating with to add to it or something. And then you'll be doing your channeling there, and something else. I'm not sure. Some kind of, do you do any kind of massage work?
You know, I thought I had thought about getting into that for a long time. I have Reiki. I haven't been as active in it lately, but I also do, next week I'll finalize the third session of the Access Consciousness, which I can be a facilitator. And that uses running the bars is like the 32 points on the head.
Yes, I've been involved in that too. Part of the exploration. So, honey, I think that you're going to combine, because I see you like doing, say you're channeling for somebody, you're working with them, you're actually going to put your hands on their hands, in the palms of their hands, and you're going to, and maybe it's the bars, which usually works with the head, but it doesn't matter. I don't have to be right here. I just know that you're going to do something that's not full body, but it's actually physical as well as energetic. And it's going to augment your channeling. You know, it's very, very,
yeah.
Very nice. You're going to love it.
It's interesting, and I think I know you and Jackie have talked a lot about with the team discernment and whatnot, because I had been with different people, and sometimes when you say my purpose, sometimes they're told, well, we're all here. Our purpose is to hold the light. And every time I was told that, like I wasn't told that by everyone, but the ones I was told that, it was like, no, that's not it. That just doesn't feel right to me. I feel like there's something way more than that.
And well, I feel this, Joy. I feel excited because the times that you're going to go through between now and December are, some of them are kind of jolting, meaning waking up isn't always just a piece of cake, you know. It's not like yawn, stretch, and hello. It's you have some
yeah,
big
jolts.
Yeah, I
hit some of those speed bumps.
But one of the things I want to tell everybody at home as well as you is that you're going to have to release a lot of your identity over and over again, and the way you hold yourself. You already said you were doing that, but I see it coming up probably three times between now and December in a big way where you go, ah, my chest, I feel like it's crushing or something. You know that kind of physical that happens?
That's interesting because I had experienced the other night when I was sleeping, I'd say it was, I don't know, I woke up 444. On
oh,
one
good.
Occasion.
But the ascension
like
number.
In the heart area.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a squeeze or a pressure.
Okay.
But I wasn't scared because I had heard that some of the ascension symptoms were kind of like that. And I know I don't have heart problems, so I thought, but it was enough that you definitely knew there was something going on.
Well, you're going to get a couple of those little bumps, but you're going to, like, if you call me in January, I'd be surprised if you didn't say, oh, my gosh, I feel I feel like I'm new and I'm open and I'm a portal for consciousness. That's what's going to happen. And you're going to talk to people. You're going to be with people. You're going to chuckle with people. You're going to use some kind of art. But it's like when you're channeling, and I find this, too, with people, that when you're working with them, it's easy to also see ways in which you want to touch them, move this little block, nurture them, whatever, just little bits, you know, like I keep seeing you rubbing
right.
the palm of their hand or stretching a finger and releasing a pressure in it. And you're going to have a very compassionate, you're quite a character, so it's going to be an eccentric business. You love that. You love that. Nobody does it like you.
I think so, because I think I like the kind of shape. I come from a Catholic background, so you know all about that.
Me
and
too,
so
yeah.
I kind of like to shake up the establishment.
Well, don't become a nun now. Come on.
No. I wouldn't be able to. They'd probably kick me in. But
I'm just teasing you anyway. But I want to remind everybody that as Joy, for example, goes through this kind of waking up, 'cause it's not like you've been totally asleep, but you are waking up to a deepening relationship to yourself and to your the higher, your higher self, your higher essence, and your higher support being. So it's kind of a bumpy looking ride. It'll seem like you don't know what on earth you're doing at several times,
yeah.
Not all the time. And for
people
at home, and when you get that pain, I'll say one more thing and you can talk. When you get that kind of pain and that constriction in your chest, everybody, that's where we should drop into it and really be with it, because it's what it is a gathering and a releasing of old programs that have been in there, and that trauma that's kept your heart kind of, like all of our hearts, sort of shut down a little bit, gets moved on through in increments, because I don't think we can handle being blown open at once. You know?
No.
But anyway, now you get to talk.
I don't think that would be wise.
You get to talk now. I'm so glad to hear how exciting your time is. And I'll bet you other people are going through that, too, because we're really waking up as a species if we want to, huh?
And I think there's so much, there's so many articles and things out there about the end times and the end of the world and cataclysmic events. And, you know, I've been saying for a long time, I feel excitement, like, whoa, I can hardly wait till it gets here. This is going to be awesome. I don't get any of that other stuff. In fact, I really don't believe. I really think it's going to be an opening up to spirituality for everyone.
Well, you know,
like
something...
the next step up.
I want that to be right. The only thing I'm saying is that we have to always reach, like we reach with our minds, with our intention, with our heart, and with our sharing with one another. And some won't want to do that, but I think concurrent realities exist, and we're just headed for a reality that is going to speak of the advancement of our species, and I want that so much. I could just kiss the ground when I see that.
Yeah, and how I reconciled the other was, you know what? They have the right to their vision, and mm-hmm. that's not my job.
That's not
my
your job.
I think, is to be the best I can, and when I raise myself up, like each one of us, as we raise ourselves up, then we allow ourselves to be examples so that other people can look at it and make a choice. Do I want to go this way, or do I want to do something like this person is doing?
But you know something, I agree with you. I also think that our worlds will, in many ways, I think, no, I haven't heard anybody say this lately, but it's something I keep seeing, is our worlds will separate. I think we'll lose touch with an awful lot of the beings who prefer to live the life the way it is. You know?
Mm.
I don't know. That's a paradox or a conundrum, but it's something that I cogitate, and I get these flashes that that's right. But, you know, I can't promise that I know anything at all. I'm getting old enough to know I don't know a thing, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's that saying, that the more I think I know, the more I realize I don't know?
And the older I get, the less I know, because then you know how infinite it all is and how subjective our awareness
is. And I think that's what I decided, just go with the flow. Don't be so caught up in trying to shape it one way or another. Like, I just got so tightly wound that I just said, I think my higher self probably knows more, can see more of the picture than I can. So I just said, okay, guys.
But I see something interesting in you. As you say that, I agree with you. But as you say that, I go, it's very interesting that you're getting a rising of consciousness moving through you, almost like it's unhooking little programs that have been locked in various organs, probably for lifetimes. And it looks like you're going to have these funny paroxysms of unhooking going on over the next probably few years, but a big major part of it over the next couple of months. And so it's rising up through you as well as coming into your higher self. So it's nice to be a shillelagh, if you know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
And I thank you so much for your call. You're a delightful soul, and we hope to hear before you, well, you'll be going to New Brunswick. Keep us posted. Will you do that?
I will. And you guys have a good night, and thank you for all your work, because it's a joy to listen to you and to Jackie and all your support staff. Bob, I know, is in the background there.
He's waving
and
at you.
So good night, and have a great week.
Bless your heart, Joy. Thank you. Wow, that was a great call. We are awakening, aren't we? We have time for one more caller, but you have to call quickly. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm hoping that we're going to be presenting Stuart Wilde by next week. We're also going to present another Stuart Keyes, who was on a few weeks back. He's a young man from England who's a wonderful medium, and he asked if he could come back on again. I'd love to talk to him again, because sometimes, getting the second conversation, you get more depth even. You get more information, don't you? And he's going to be calling over from England. The other thing is and Jackie's going to be on at the top of the hour. I had something brilliant to say, and I forget what it is. If you have feedback on this show, or if you have suggestions for other guests, if you want to participate, I'm setting up a new thing. They're called gatherings. Well, they're not really new. I've been doing them off and on for years, but we're now going to start doing a lot more of them in different cities and so on. And gatherings are just, they're like salons. You remember in the days of the Renaissance, and they had salons, and they were gatherings usually run by women to learn things. So they might be to learn this. In my case, it'll be to learn spirituality and learn about each other and so on. And so I'm going to talk more and more about that over the next while. We're doing one on Saturday night in Everett, Washington. If any of you who are close to where I am now are close enough to go to do that. These are usually only a couple of hours long, and then people break bread at the end of them and have a little social time. So if you want to know anything more about that, it's Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love to hear from you. Top of the hour, Jackie's going to be talking about why are we afraid of magic? Well, you and I know, talking about the 11,000 years of having a trauma lock in us because of some great earth change that went on. Magic has got a lot of kind of, it's got its own locks, doesn't it? It has a lot of aspects that kind of scare people. So it'll be really fun to hear what Jackie and the team, and hopefully I get some involvement as well, get to talk about with magic tonight at the top of the hour. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. I hope some of you will tune in to Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock and see what's up. And like that. So take a deep breath and breathe out a blessing to our community, our vibrational community. Good night, and thank you again for listening.